I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr on 1250 AM, The Fan. 55 past the hour, time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out. Joining us now, he is Keith Smith. You've heard him for years here on The Fan. Follow him at Keith Smith NBA, part of SpotTrack, Celtics blog, and at Front Office Show on Twitter. So obviously, being a part of the Celtics blog, let's start with the Boston Celtics as we look ahead to this NBA season. I see a lot of previews, a lot of predictions from all the big websites, a lot of people taking the Milwaukee Bucks to represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. Tell me why that may not happen, and it may be Boston instead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say I don't think anybody picking the Bucks is off base. I think they've got as good a chance as any. I think you could give, you know, probably about somewhere between 6 and 8 teams about even odds to win the title, but I think the Celtics should be right in that mix. They made it last year. That's one big reason why you should feel good about their chances this year. And they got better. They got Malcolm Brogdon, who really is going to fill a huge role for them, giving them kind of exactly what they were missing in the series against the Bucks, against the Heat, and against the Golden State Warriors. When things went sideways for the Celtics in the playoffs, it was usually a lot of turnovers and kind of messy offense. Defense was generally where it needed to be the entire time. Brogdon should come in as long as he's healthy and available. That's a pretty big if, but as long as he's there, he should be able to give them what they need offensively, started being as far as being reliable and steady goes. And I know people are going to say they lost Ime Udoka, but Joe Mazzulla has been there. He's been there for years. He was a holdover from Brad Stevens' staff. He's not a new guy to the franchise or to the players or to anything like that to do with the Celtics. So I think they're going to miss Ime Udoka a little bit less than I think people realize.
What about his attitude and how he goes about things, right? Because no two people are alike. Everybody's got their own way of doing things. Some guys are more vocal as coaches. Some guys are more laid back as coaches. Some guys do little things to try and motivate certain players, leave stuff at their locker, give them things to read like Phil Jackson. What's the difference there between those two?
Yeah, I think Joe Mazzulla is a little less direct and a little quieter in the way he did things. I think Ime Udoka, as a former NBA player, came in very much with, hey, I'm going to tell you exactly what I think you need to know, and it's not going to be what you want to hear, but it's going to be what you need to hear. And he started that almost from day one of the season. He was very critical of the players quite often through the media in postgame, but you'd also hear it in-game huddles and in practices and shoot-arounds. He would call guys out and be direct. Now, I think Joe Mazzulla will do the same, but slightly less kind of in-your-face about it. I think he's still not going to hesitate to put guys in their place, tell them what they need to do, and to make sure that they're all on the same page. But he's not going to let things kind of really spiral and guys get away with stuff like that either. He's just going to be right there telling guys what they need to do.
Keith, when you talk to a Bucks fan about last year in the playoffs, when we talk about the Celtics, you know, going to the finals, the Bucks fans will immediately say, but the Bucks did not have Chris Middleton in the playoffs, and if the Bucks are actually healthy this year in the playoffs, that's why a lot of people think they can make that run. How big of a difference do you think it would have been for the Bucks had they had a healthy Chris Middleton?
Yeah, it would have been huge, especially when you factor in, I think Chris Middleton's career shooting for his percentage against the Celtics is something like 85%, it feels like. He is way up that list on all-time Celtics killers. So, but yeah, it obviously, huge impact. Now, what I kind of counter with that is, who doesn't get some luck along the way in a run to the finals or a run to the title?
You could say the Bucks did on their run. You could say the Bucks did on their run with the injuries that they didn't, with Trae Young getting hurt, and then you had the KD big toe thing, and then Harden and Kyrie guys and all that. So, yeah, they definitely had luck too. No question.
Yeah, without a doubt. Winning a championship is very, very hard. It's, you know, extremely difficult. And, you know, any luck you get along the way, you should welcome it and go. But I think if you're a Bucks fan, you should be sitting there saying, hey, this is why we feel confident in our team, right? We've got Giannis, who is probably at this point I think folks consider to be the best player in the world. I don't know that you're going to get a lot of argument on that. You've got pretty good depth, even if it's a little shaky on the wing, especially with some of the injuries right now. That's a little worrisome. But I also think Milwaukee has learned the lesson over the last several years of pushing for 60-plus regular season wins. It's nice, but it doesn't really mean all that much. It's more important that we get to the playoffs healthy, we get there ready to go. So I think they're going to, you know, they're in that phase of their franchise cycle where, you know, hey, get home court advantage in the first round, maybe the second round. You know, we feel pretty good about that in the postseason. They're going to be right there because they've got that good deep roster.
We talk about the Eastern Conference. I think it's getting better year by year, little by little. The bottom of the East is getting better. I think the Pistons significantly improved their team in the offseason. Not that they're going to contend for the East or anything, but I think they're getting better and going in the right direction. And I think besides Milwaukee and Boston, I think Philadelphia, obviously, and the Nets, if they can keep their heads about themselves and not self-destruct again. I think those two teams are the other two teams that probably make the top four in the East right now.
Yeah, I completely agree. Now, I have the Nets on a tier of their own behind Milwaukee, Boston, and Philadelphia, only because there's also a world where you can very easily see everything go sideways and it all falls apart. And, you know, by the time we're into April, we're talking about these guys all being on different teams next season. So that's the only hesitation I have with the Nets. But like you said, if they can all keep their heads on straight and they're all locked in together, that team's, they're almost going to stumble into, you know, high 40s, low 50s, maybe even mid-50s and wins just because of the talent on that team. But those four, yeah, they're right there at the top of the East. And then it's become almost fashionable, I think, to just kind of discount Miami. And then every year, myself included, we end up looking a little silly, it feels like, because it's like, man, you know, just pencil the Heat in. They're going to be good. They're going to be tough. Toronto is tough. And I think, like you said, too, at the bottom of the conference, there's a couple easy wins in there. But I think Detroit and Orlando, those teams are starting to turn into, you're not just going to roll in there on random Tuesday in January, roll the ball out and just get out of there with a victory, knowing if you just put in a half effort. They've got enough talent now where you're going to have to actually go in there and work to beat those teams. And that's great overall for the league and for the Eastern Conference.
Talking with our guy Keith Smith here on 1250 AM, The Fan, as we talk about the NBA. And we talk about parity, and normally that's not the case. Normally, wherever KD is and wherever LeBron is, they're the teams favored to go to the finals. And more times than not, that's exactly what happens. This year, there's a very good chance, again, that there's no KD and no LeBron in the NBA finals. Who do you like out west? I think for me, it's the Golden State Warriors, just because of how deep they are, despite what Draymond Green may try to do to unravel the whole thing.
Yeah, it's hard to pick against the Warriors. My one worry with them is they are a little bit older and they have had some injuries over the years, and these are things where you could see if, you know, you lose one or two players, all of a sudden that depth is getting tested, because a lot of that depth is it's young and unproven for the Warriors. So we'll see, but they're going to be right in that mix. I think Phoenix is going to be really good again. I think, you know, last year it kind of, you know, went sideways for them towards the end, but that's still a really good team, and it's still most of the guys who got them to the finals just 2 years ago. I think the Denver Nuggets with Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. back alongside Nikola Jokic, that team's going to be fantastic. I think they actually may end up leading the entire regular season in wins, just because they are a place where home court advantage really matters. There's only maybe five or six places where home court advantage is a thing anymore, and Denver is definitely one of them. But all that said, I'm picking the LA Clippers. I think this is the year. I think they've got the depth. They're starting out from a great place health-wise with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George to start the season. And those guys feel even the slightest twinge, they're going to sit them, because their depth, their second unit could roll some teams. That's how good they are. And I think when you put it all together, the talent on the wings, the ability to defend, get baskets, I think the Clippers are going to be the team that come out of the West.
A lot of people like the Clippers to come out of the West, no question. What about MVP this year, Keith?
Yeah, this is where you can yell at me and call me a homer if you want. But I think Jason Tatum is going to take that step.
Yeah,
I really do. I think what we're going to see is maybe this factored in with Giannis as well a couple years ago. There gets to be voter fatigue after a couple of seasons of MVP awards
sure.
that people start to just kind of wander to somebody else. I think in the case of Giannis, I think he's the best player in the world. But I think the Bucks also know they. We don't need you to play 40 minutes against Charlotte on some Tuesday in January. It's just not a thing, right? We don't need that. So I think his numbers come down a little bit. A lot of the other good players, I think, may not play quite as much. And the difference with Tatum is, outside of the COVID times, he doesn't miss games. He's out there every single night. I think he's leveled up as far as a playmaker. And I think what you're going to see is a little bit of carryover from last season's playoffs, where everybody was like, wait a minute, Jason Tatum really brings it on defense, which those of us who watch all the time have known. But when what the work he did against Kevin Durant in the postseason last year, people really saw that. And I think that all-around game is going to boost him, along with the Celtics being a very good team.
All right, what about when we look at the rest of the NBA as far as Rookie of the Year goes? I tend to be a Keegan Murray guy, even though he's in health and safety protocols right now out in Sacramento. I think he has the best chance of winning it, mainly because if the Kings end up being 500 or better, he's going to win it without question, because that team hasn't been in the playoffs since my grandma was alive.
Yeah, I mean, it's pushing a very long time since the Kings have sniffed the postseason. But I think with Keegan Murray, you hit on a good point. If that team is good, it's also going to be because he's going to be a big part of that team being good, too. So I think he's got a chance. I'm going to go with Paolo Banchero in Orlando, just because I think he is in a spot where they're going to ask him to do a lot right
sure.
away. And so often, Rookie of the Year is about piling up numbers more than it is about a lot of other things. But I love Keegan Murray. That's a great pick, too. I think it's probably, in the end, going to come down to one of those two guys. And if the Kings are there in the postseason, then I would give the nod to Keegan Murray.
I got one last one for you, because I'd be crazy not to have a Boston guy on and not talk about the passing of Bill Russell and what the Celtics plan on doing around that through the season, what that means then for the team and inspiration and so forth.
Yeah, as far as what they're going to do, they've got a handful of different events planned throughout the year on different game nights where they're going to do different things to honor him. They put in the paint. They put his kind of a shadowed number six in the paint. Obviously, the league is retiring number six league-wide. That's going to be there. And the Celtics also, there's a uniform that they're going to debut tonight that Bill Russell actually had a big hand in designing.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's going to be something kind of fun for them to unveil tonight for the fans. Full disclosure, I was not a big fan initially. If you see the images, you're gonna be like, are they wearing Bucks uniforms?
Oh.
It looks a little bit more like Bucks green, and the they've got some gold accents that look a little bit kind of like the Bucks cream color.
Really?
But it's when you see all the details and what they mean to them. As far as Bill Russell, I just wrote today for Celtics Blog. It just went up. They're gonna see that number six everywhere they go. It's on all of the courts. It's on all of the jerseys. It's on the basket stanchions. It is everywhere this season. So home and road, they're going to be constantly reminded, this is what we're playing for this year. We're trying to do the best way we can honor the greatest winner in team sports history, raise another banner. And that should be all the motivation they need, is to push through and do, what I said is win one for us. Put banner 18 up there in a year where you're trying to honor Bill Russell and the best way possible.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing, man. Sometimes you get that magic after somebody passes away. You get that ball to bounce the correct way, or whatever the case may be, and you point up to the heavens and go, thank you very much, Bill Russell, right? Keith Smith, follow him on Twitter at Keith Smith NBA, contributor to SpotTrack, Celtics Blog, of course, at Front Office Show on Twitter as well. Keith, thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you throughout the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
There he is, Keith Smith, joining us on 1250 AM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.